Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stacy Marshall from the Flag Football America Network, and we're bringing you another podcast that highlights some of the exciting tournaments and organizers around the country. Today we have a guest calling us from South Carolina, and he's going to enlighten us a little bit about his tournament, and that's coming up in September. And what I'll do is I'll introduce my guest. Who do we have on the line with us?
My name is Santana McLeod. How you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. Thank you for joining us, Santana.
I appreciate you, sir.
All right. So, again, Stacy Marsh from the Flag Football America Network. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and what organization you represent today.
Okay, well, I'm actually the owner of New Era Flag Football in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I've been playing flag football probably since I graduated from high school, which was in 07. And it's been nonstop. And then we just decided to run our own league here in North Carolina because we just needed something better to do. We needed a more organized league. And so we just decided to go ahead and jump into it head first. And ever since then, it's been growing bigger and bigger every year.
Wow, that's great. So, okay, so you saying you started playing when you were in high school? Did they have, like, high school team? Or did you kind of do it in, like, gym class? Or was it, like, a recreational? How did you get started in high school with flag football?
I got started in high school when I had some older friends that actually graduated before I did, and they started playing, and they introduced me to it. And I was kind of iffy about it because, I mean, once you hear anything about flag football, you're like, okay, well, flag football, especially if you're coming from tackle, you're like, okay, well, I don't play no flag. But once I got introduced to it, like, immediately, I loved it immediately.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know what? That's why I love doing these podcasts because I'm that way, too. I actually had the same thought. Because it was a co-ed league when I started at the time. And I just had these sort of like prejudices against it initially. But then over the years, I just grew to love it because so many different kinds of people can play it. And it was just, it was just a really cool sport, I thought.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, as soon as I got the hang of the game, it was just like, I started hitting the ground running, man. Like, that joint was just so bananas.
Okay, so I checked out your guys' Facebook. I saw some things online. You sound like a young guy, but I don't know. You're saying you're running a league as well? So give us a little more information about, like, how did you go from playing, which a lot of people do, to actually running a league? Because, well, a lot of people can say they run a league, but a lot of work goes into that, and not everyone's kind of built for that or has the personality to do that. So explain to us a little bit of how you made that transition from, like, just a player to maybe more of an organizer.
I started coaching a women's team, actually. I started coaching the Raleigh Angels, and I was the defensive coordinator, and the team had never won a game before. They went, like, 7-0. And then when I became the defensive coordinator, we went undefeated, and we went into the championship game against the Junkyard Divas, and we lost in the championship game, which was heartbreaking. But to take a team that has never lost a game, I mean, that has lost all their games to a team to go undefeated and lose in championship, I think it was awesome after that. So once my coaching career got kicked off, then I became a head coach of a team in Raleigh called the Replacements. That team went undefeated also and lost in championship game. And then after that, I just got some of my friends, they run a league in Greensboro, which is the TFFL. And so after that, in Raleigh, there was really nothing around here to do, but there was a lot of teams around here. So a bunch of females came up to me and a bunch of guys came up to me and was like, well, Santana says, you know the rules and you know the game ins and outs, like the back of your hand. So why don't you run a league? I was like, I thought about it, and I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to have the time. I don't know if I can be able to commit to it. I know it's going to be a lot of hard work. But then once I threw the idea out to my partner, Charles, he was like, well, bro, I think we could do it. So me and him came up with this idea that we was going to start a league here in Raleigh, and that's pretty much how it happened.
Okay, so let me. So I'm working on my geography skills. Okay, so Raleigh, North Carolina. So your primary, your league. Where is the New Era Flag Football? Is that North Carolina?
Yes, sir. It is.
Okay, great. Okay, all right. So again, give me a little bit of your resume. You're obviously probably, I'm assuming, still playing. So just give me sort of like the styles that you were coaching, the styles you're currently playing, because I know there's all kinds of styles, you know, co-ed, women, 7-on-7. So just give me kind of a, you know, just a general outline of the kind of styles that you coached and played with or currently playing with.
Okay. First, I started out playing eight-man contact, which when everybody hear contact, they think that you can automatically tackle. It's not tackle. You can block downfield and all that good stuff. So I started out with eight-man contact, and then I went to five-man contact with a team, RDU Assault, which is the number one five-man team in the nation right now. And then I played with Blinkos, which is a highly ranked team in five-man. I played four-man. I played five-man. I played seven-man. I played co-ed. I've coached women.
Okay.
I've coached co-ed. I've coached men. So I pretty much did it all.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Again, this is Stacy Marshall from the Flag Football America Network. Would you consider yourself an owner or a CEO or founder? What's your exact title for your organization?
Organization. I am the president. I am the CEO. I'm the founder. Anything that is in the front part of an office, I'm that person.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm on the line with Santana Gonzalez, who's been kind enough to share his time and just some of his insights about running the flag football. Okay, so from your resume and just what you've shared, you've done it all. That's awesome. So let's talk about this upcoming tournament and what kind of styles are being offered in this tournament. So the tournament is in North Carolina. Your league's in North Carolina, but the tournament, if I'm correct, is in South Carolina?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, so explain a little bit more about this tournament and what kind of sort of teams that you're looking for, what kind of styles are going to be played at your tournament.
All right, so let's start off with eight-man. We're going to have eight-man B, C, and D division, which is all combined. And with that, we have some of the top teams in the nation coming to there. I'm going to throw out a few here. We got the Young Bloods. We have the Athletes from Greensboro. We have Game Time from Atlanta. We have Young Crew from Atlanta. We have we got the Lions from Greensboro. We have Empire from Wilson. We have a whole lot of teams at 8-man BC. And then we have your women teams. We have the Junkyard Divas. You have your Black Mambas. You have your Blackouts. You have your All Met. Those are some of the top five women teams in the nation right now. And then you have your five man. I'll start with the top five in that. You got RDU Assault. You got Fruition. You got Blinkos. You got SOB. You got Trey Four. And then also, last but not least, you cannot leave out seven man. Seven man is Scream, and we also have the seven-man reigning number one team in the nation, which is Beast out of Louisiana. They're coming up also.
Got you. Okay, so how about the women's? You're so careful. So what kind of style are the women's playing?
Women play eight-man contact, just like
eight
men.
Eight-man contact. Okay, and you got the 7-on-7, and you got the 5-on-5.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, so now explain to me a little bit about the rules with the eight man. Is that eligible or ineligible receivers on the eight man?
Everybody's
for the lineman.
Eight man.
All right, cool. I love that. Okay, and then now the 7-on-7 and the 7-on-7 and the 5-on-5. How about the how's that work with the rushing? Is it a 5-yard rush? Is it one Mississippi, two Mississippi? How does the rush line work with 7 and 5 man?
Five man is immediately off the ball. Seven man is a one-yard rush, no contact, but you can screen just like you would screen in basketball, but you just
okay.
can't make contact with the rusher.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously you run a league. You know, let's talk about something that's just key to all the leagues: the referees. How do you deal with? How do you hire? What is your process? How involved are you with the league? I mean, is it a situation where you can play and run the referees, or when you run these tournaments in your league, do you pretty much have to delegate that responsibility to something that somebody else?
No. Whenever we do leagues and then we do tournaments, normally me and Charles would not play, just for the simple fact is we have sponsors and we have spectators that come out and they have questions, and if we're playing, we're not going to be able to answer those questions for them. So we'd rather be on the sidelines and we'd rather walk around and make sure everything is run correctly and ran smoothly, because our league is ran solely off of reputation. We are a non-profit organization, so we're solely off of reputation. So the way that we do our refs is we reach out to USFCL, which everybody goes through, which is down there at Nationals in Ohio, and we go through them and see if they have any experienced refs and make sure that they know the rules of all styles. Like, you have to know rules of all styles. And you have to make sure that they're not biased. You got to make sure that even if they're from Atlanta, that they're not going to go for an Atlanta team. If they're from Greensboro, they're not going to go for a Greensboro team. Most of the time, you'll get some cool refs, level-headed refs. They're not going to be in their feelings most of the time, and they're going to call great games. And also, I mean, you're always going to get that one tournament where it's just going to be bad. Everybody's not going to like the refs. That's just the name of the game. But what you have to do is you always have to stick by your refs. That's how you get consistent refs. That's how you run a consistent league. You always stick by your refs.
Okay. Now, and I just a side note so I don't forget this question. So do you have to go and play in another league for you to play, or do you just pick different times of the year when you run? I guess my question is, how often does the new era flag football league run? Does it run all year round? And then how do you continue to play and keep up your skills? Do you only go to like USFTL tournaments?
Whenever our league is running, that's where all of our focus is. Our focus is solely on our league whenever our league is running. And we try to do it all year. But sometimes most of our league play is going to be on Sundays. So that actually gives me and Charles time to play on Saturdays, which we play in the TFFL league up there in Greensboro. We play in that league on Saturdays just so we can have something to do to keep up our skills and to play with our team. Also with Empire, we also play with them in the Greensboro league. So, I mean, that's what we normally do, but most of the time we just travel most of the time, like on weekends. And if we do travel, we try to have a league bye, because most of the teams in our league travel. So we try to have a league bye. Me and Charles will travel, and then some of the girl teams, they'll travel, and then some of the guy teams, they'll travel also.
Got you. Okay, great. All right, so this is awesome. So, again, Stacy Marshall from Flag Football America Network. You can find this on the internet at flagfootballamerica.com. We can also be found on Facebook. I have Santana Gonzalez with me. He is the CEO, founder, director, organizer of the New Era Flag Football League. So what seasons does your league currently run? And then please tell my audience about this upcoming tournament. That's sort of how I had gotten, notice of your organization. I had saw some information about a tournament, and then you were able in the last couple of weeks to put up like a nice flyer and a flyer about it online. So please tell my audience about your upcoming event, and please give them as much information as you can about your tournament in September.
All right, well, let's start off with the tournament. The tournament is going to be in September the 26th and the 27th in North Myrtle Beach, which is an awesome complex. I've never seen a complex like this, probably never. Like, the field and the complex is so beautiful, so beautiful. We have available to us, we have 8 fields. Each field has a scoreboard. It has a concession stand.
Are you serious?
Yes, man. It's so beautiful, man. Like, it's so bananas. And what we're offering for that tournament is we're offering for A, B, and C, D, we're offering $2,500 cash prize. We're offering a pay bid to Nationals. We're offering, what else is it? We're offering trophies, individual trophies. And for women, it's gonna be money. It's gonna be a pay bid, and also with 7-man, pretty much the same thing all the way across the board. It's just that A, B, and C, D is just going to be a little bit more because we combine eight men all together. That's why that's a little bit more. But I'm really looking for this tournament to be real big because Myrtle Beach is actually bringing out their newscast to come out there and interview us, and they're going to take a couple shots and interview a couple teams out there. They're going to put us on their radio station, in their magazine, and in their local newspapers.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk more about Myrtle Beach. I think that's one of the hotbeds, future hotbeds of flag football. So that's another thing that really intrigued me about your organization, that you're able to, you know, I'd heard about that facility, but it sounds great. So please take plenty of photos and pictures, and hopefully maybe we could talk about some kind of collaboration in the future.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Yes, sir.
Okay, so can you please give my audience the dates and the website and also the cost, just some of the costs or just general costs for the tournament?
All right. The dates, again, is September the 26th and the 27th, and the cash prizes are $2,500 for eight men, A, B, C, D, and eight-man women is $1,000. 5 men is for $1,000. 7 men is for $1,000. Also, I want to add, the 7-man team Beast has put up $5,000 of their own money to anybody that can beat them. $5,000.
Wow. Really?
So that's a $6,000 pot.
Okay, so now how okay, so it's $1,000 enter. What am I getting from my $1,000? Like what here's $1,000. So what how many guaranteed games? What can I expect to get from my $1,000?
I mean, to enter the tournament is not really $1,000. To enter the tournament for 5 men and 7 men is only $350. It's only $350.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, so the $1,000 is what you would win if you win your tournament area. Great. Oh, thank you. Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Awesome. Okay, so it's only $300 to enter a team?
Yes, sir. That's all it is. $350 to enter the team, and for eight men, men and women, it's only $450 to enter.
Okay, and how many guaranteed games will they get?
It'll be round robin, and right now we're guaranteeing everybody to play at least two to three games. Guaranteed, 2 to 3 games.
So, like, they might do the round robin on Saturday and then come back on a Sunday, or would it potentially be, hey, you might have 2 to 3 games on Saturday and not have to come back Sunday?
No, it'll be 2 to 3 games on Saturday, and then Championship Sunday is single elimination. So that's when all the marbles come out is on Sunday. So if anybody wants to come out on Saturday and Sunday, the best bet is to come out on Sunday, because that's when all the action is going to happen.
Awesome. Again, this is Stacy Marshall from Flag Football America Network. You can reach us at flagfootballamerica.com. You can also find us on Facebook. I'm on the phone with Santana Gonzalez. He's with New Era Flag Football. I want to get your website right. It's NE. What's your website address for the audience?
Right now we're under construction for that, but, I mean, if you need any kind of information, it comes directly to me and Charles's phone, so you can email us at NUERA flagfootball@yahoo.com.
Great, great. Can you give that to them one more time?
One more time is NUERA flagfootball@yahoo.com.
That's great, that's great. And then also you can find them on Facebook. All right, so we got about 10 more minutes left in the podcast. So, okay, so I guess I could ask you really two questions. Give me like a typical day on Sunday morning. Like, I run leagues. I currently run a league. Can you give my audience a little insight? Like, what is your day like on Sunday morning when you have to run these leagues? And then, actually, I'm going to backtrack. How many teams are you expecting for your tournament in September?
Right now, I know the first 3 days that we put out the information about the tournament, I know we got phone calls from at least 6 teams in each format the first 3 days. So we're looking at to at least have over 60 teams.
Wow. So you'd have to be registered beforehand, right? You're not, I mean, if someone makes a verbal commitment and you know them, you'll wait for their payment that day, or how do you guys like to handle things like that? I know that can be tricky with a lot of teams.
I mean, yeah, the way that we do it to make sure if everybody wanna lock in the spot, because if we have too many teams, it'll just run a little bit longer than what we really think. So to go ahead and lock your spot in. It'll be a $100 deposit, which would be non-refundable. Reason
okay.
being is because if you give us that $100 and then you say that you're coming and then all of a sudden you do not come, that's just insurance. That's all it is for us. Just to cover our backs with our ref fees and stuff like that, because the way that we do our refs is we bring all our refs in from out of town. We pay for their
okay.
hotels and we
wow.
pay for their food and any other expenses that they need to pay for, we cover everything. We make sure our refs are taken care of.
That's great. How many referees?
We have three referees for 8-man, 2 referees
okay.
for 5-man, and 3 referees
yep.
for 7-man. But in the championship game, we're going to go ahead and we're going to up it, and we're going to have – in the championship game, we have 4 for 8-man, 3 for 5-man, and 4 for 7-man, just to make sure that we got all eyes on everything so it won't be any judgment calls or anything like that, just to keep everybody safe. And everybody has to sign a waiver. Because
yep.
I know that there's gonna be some college kids that's gonna come out there and play, because who wouldn't want to come play for $6,000?
That's true. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And how many referees are you expecting? How many do you have to hire for that event, for the tournament?
Right now we are looking to hire 22 refs.
22 refs. And do you ever do you ever have to get out there and ref?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Okay.
No,
and how long is your league? How long has this tournament been in existence, and how long has your league been in existence?
Our league has been in existence for the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and this tournament has been playing for the past 3 or 4 months, and we've just been working on the footwork and all the background stuff just to make sure that everything is correct and make sure everything is finalized, just so when we hit the ground running, nothing, we won't have to look back at anything. We can just sit there and just relax and just spectate and make sure if anybody need anything, we'll be able to give it to them right then. We won't have to scramble around and find it. We'll make sure we have everything we need on hand. There's rule books. We'll have first aid kits. We'll have all that on hand.
Okay, good. Okay, so what would your day look like on that day? How early will you have to get up, and what are some of the things you have to get done, some of the administrative work that you have to do?
Well, I would have to get up around, like, if we started around, like, 10 o'clock, I would probably have to get up around, like, 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock. I would have to go to make sure that the field is lined correctly, make sure all the paperwork is done correctly, make sure we have waivers, make sure we have a roster sheet, and I got to make sure that all my refs are okay, make sure that they don't need anything, and if just to pretty much make sure that everything is going to run smoothly. So, I mean, I'll get up as early as possible to make sure that I don't have to scramble for anything. Like, if I have to go get an extra first aid kit, I make sure I have one of those on hand, or I make sure all my concession people, I make sure that they're okay. Anybody that's under me, working under me, I want to make sure that they are totally fine.
And you got a partner too, Charles, who obviously that's a smart move to have somebody who you can work with.
Oh yeah, that's my right hand man right there, man. You talking about a human calculator? Like he handled all of the business stuff, and I just take care of the flag football stuff. I don't know what I would do without that guy.
That's great, and that's awesome. That's exciting. Again, I'm on the phone with Santana Gonzalez. He is the CEO and founder of New Era Flag Football. You can reach us at flagfootballamerica.com. You're going to be able to listen to this podcast on SoundCloud, and we'll post that on our Facebook page. So I guess 2 questions. One, your league runs what seasons? Does it do like fall, winter, spring, summer? How many seasons or how many different seasons does your league run? And then so how many different seasons does your league run?
We decided to keep it simple and just have 2 seasons a year. We decided to keep it in the spring and in the fall, just simply because like around like September ish all the way to January, that's when a lot of teams start traveling to start getting their points up for nationals, start getting their money for their housing, and start going to tournaments so they can get their points and all that stuff like that, because if you don't have enough points, whenever you get ready to go to nationals, it's going to be a hard road for you. So you have to make sure that you have enough points so your weekend can be a reasonable weekend. Because if you don't have points and you're just coming into nationals, your weekend is going to be kind of rough because you're going to play against the top five teams in the nation.
Got you. Okay,
that's why a lot of teams travel a lot.
I got you. But your league will run during the fall, and then you won't do anything in the winter, and you'll just run in spring?
Yes, sir. I mean, well, we're gonna run a couple more tournaments, just so we can get some people some more points, some more money, and just so we can get our name out there. So we're gonna be doing a lot of more stuff. We're gonna do a Turkey Bowl in November, and December we're gonna do a Toys for Tots, and we're gonna grab a big trailer full of toys for some local kids and give those out to them. And we're just gonna bring a big grill out. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna play some co-ed. We're just gonna play some football, just a fellowship with a lot of people, and get ready for nationals.
That's great. That's great. So again, we've got about 5 more minutes or so, 3 minutes actually left in the podcast. Two questions, I guess. One, where would you like to see your organization in maybe 3 to 5 years? And, what are some of the, some of the highlights or some of the, thoughts that you want to leave my audience with about your league?
Where I see my league, where I see our league in the next 3 to 5 years, I'm looking for us to grow tremendously especially for the women, because that's growing very, very big, because a lot of people don't understand how important it is for a lot of these women to get out and actually have something to do. I mean, men, that's just very normal for us, but it's not normal to see women playing contact flag football. It's very amazing, because you have basketball players, you have teachers, you have correctional officers, you have a lot of people that you wouldn't think that you would see playing. So, I mean, in 3 to 5 years, I would love for my women's side of my flag football league to grow bigger. I mean, men is always going to be there, but I would love to see my women grow.
That's great. That's great. And then what are just some closing thoughts or just some information that you'd like to leave my audience with about your league?
Our league is very professional. We're very organized, and we keep everybody safe. You can come out, have fun. It's a very family and very fun and safe environment. Whenever you come out, everybody's friendly. No drama, none of that stuff. Everybody just coming out to have fun and play a friendly game of flag football. And we just like to run a very organized league just so we can have something to do in North Carolina, which is the capital, in Raleigh. So, I mean, we just like to just keep it very simple. Nothing too big, just very, very simple.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, well, you sound like a great guy. You really doing some awesome things. And so what I'd love to do is maybe once the tournament's over or you run a couple tournaments, we could do like a follow-up, and you can just kind of give us sort of an update on how the event went.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem at all. No problem.
Okay, great. Great. Again, I'm on the phone with this has been an interview with Santana Gonzalez. It's the Money Talks flag football tournament, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. And what are the dates again of that tournament?
I want to thank you, too, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great tournament, and we will definitely talk again.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You, too.